We were doing the other sefer of Yachid Levavim, but I thought take a little break and maybe start with this, and then in a few weeks' time we'll go back to the sefer again. Look at page Sadiq Gimel here, next page, and from the bottom of the, about seven lines up in the paragraph, second page. You have it there. That's Sadiq. Yeah. Kishatem. Kishatem. Here. You have it. Let's go over this again. I had a very difficult week this week because of this. I had a lot of agmas nefesh from what I said last week, so I'm going to repair it, I hope, this week. You'll see where I'm going. I'll explain. Have a look at this first of all, and you'll see what we're talking about here. You have it, Keshetem Mispaladin?
Yes.
Keshetem Mispaladin, du'u, bifnei mi atem oimdim. You must know who you are standing in front of. Must be aware that if name ata oimed, who you're standing. Ubrochus, ilo machavein. The Gemara says if you don't have kavana, machimim, you bash him up. But pumbasa de nafsha, beat him up with a stick, with a blacksmith's axe. It is hit him. Adshe machavein. I mean, it's crucial to daven with kavana. You must know what you're doing, who you're talking to. Betanchuma b'shasha atem mispalim lo yehelachem beis levavos. Don't have be distracted in thinking about the things. Echad ifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ve'echad ifnei Machen. One for Hashem and the other one where you're traveling today, a simcha you're going to tonight, whatever your business dealings, whatever it is. You must take it away from your mind. Because of Arosh, kaven b'tfila asecha. Have kavana when you daven. Ki hatfila hi avoda shabaleiv. It's avoda shabaleiv. You must use your heart. If your son would talk to you, and he wasn't sincere, he wasn't genuine, you'll get very angry. What are you going to do? You human being who comes from a putrid drop, if you're standing in front of your creator, you have to ask forgiveness. You keep on saying salach lonu, you have to say salicha and saying salach lonu. You don't have kavana. Now this is the point that Rabbi Yisrael, which threw me last week, and I turned around and said to you, I can't explain to you because I'm not on the Madrega, and I felt that's not an answer. You shouldn't say things like that. I said to you last week, this Chai Adam, I said to you, I'm not capable, but I think it's wrong to say such a thing. I think we have to look at what the Chai Adam is saying. It's very powerful, it's very demanding, Zelokal, but we have to see what the Chai Adam says. So I decided to make a photocopy of you and show you. Someone who never had kavana when he davened the Shem Hashem. Have a look at the sheep, I both say. I find it very difficult. I'm not on the Madrega to say this. I admit it's not me. At the same time, we have to see it. I feel you cannot disregard it. It's a very high Madrega. And you have to be able to at least understand it, appreciate it. You have to understand when you're standing in front, you're saying the word Hashem. You have to be careful when you say Shem Hashem. What are you saying here? You're not saying like Michael or John or Moishi. You're talking to Bari Olam. And there's a get a lo sisa Shem Hashem lashov. Very serious business. You can't just say Shem Hashem and be distracted. And how many times do we say Shem Hashem? Hundreds of times a day. And if you don't have kavana, what you're saying, Mayer. You know, keep on saying over and over, Shem Hashem. It's a very serious business just to keep on saying the name. And this is what the Chai Adam is saying here. Look at this. And again, I'm not on the Madrega, and I'm in it with you. But I think we have to look at it together and at least try and appreciate that there's something called a dauga when you say Shem Hashem. After you are cleaned up in the morning, you're clean. Yochin atzme levoich ha-bochus. You should prepare yourself to say the bochus. Tzorich ha-odem nizoy ma-oid. Be very careful. Sheyivoich b'yira u-be-kavona v'tzuya. But when you daven, you should say the words with yira and kavona, and the right intention. Shelo yivoich chas v'sholom shum brocha levatola. Never say a brocha levatola. You say Shem Hashem. And you say the name of Hashem levatola for no reason. You don't really need to make that bocha, for example. Or to cause a bocha which you don't need to say. For example. You could have said one bocha, but you cause yourself to say another bocha. You put on the tefillin shel yad, and then you talk. If you do, you have to say two bochas over the shel rosh. Al mitzvah tefillin. And mitzvah tefillin. But wouldn't have talked, there's only be two brachas. Now you're saying another bracha again. But by the way, on al shalosh. You have to say lahaniach again on shalosh if you talk. And that was not necessary. If you say Shem Hashem for no reason, over amitzasaseach Hashem alechem tirah, no over oyah. Say Shem Hashem, but there's no reason to say it, and it's over on the mitzvasaseh. You can see in Lois Yishma Yiras Hashem hanichba v'hanayra, ki zehu michlan hayira. It's called yira. Yira is to be careful to say Hashem. Shlo lahaske shemay hagodah. You can only say Shem Hashem under certain conditions. Just today, the whole week I've been giving shiurim on shiduchim. The seminars ask you to come in and say, the seminars are closing. I've been saying all different places on shiduchim. So I mentioned to them that when I was looking for a shiduch for my daughter, so I went to someone called Rabbi Naftali Kaplan. You know Rabbi Naftali? Naftali Kaplan is in Beit Began. He's the father of Nissen Kaplan. Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan. So I asked him, what do you look for? So he said, I asked the same question to Rav Shach, what do you look for in for your daughter? He told me the three things you look for. The first thing is a masmid, the second thing is Yerushalayim, the third thing is Midas Tovus. We look for Shach, look for those three. A masmid means someone who's serious about his learning. Not necessarily a person who learns 18 hours a day, but he's genuine, he's diligent. In other words, learning is important to him. A masmid means hours are discretionary, but at least learning Torah is important. That's the definition of a masmid. Yerushalayim is dikduk in halacha. How careful a person has to be in the Yerushalayim is how careful you are. So I mentioned to the girls, just a few times I mentioned it this week, I saw two letters of the Chazon Ish. It's mentioned, by the way, that a girl has engaged to be married. It was 2 or 3 weeks before her marriage. And she went out with her chosen. She turned around and said to her chosen, I never daven mincha. So he turned around and said, it doesn't really matter. So she got thrown by that, but it doesn't really matter. She went to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, check out his Yerushalayim. Somebody says, mincha doesn't matter.
It's one of the most important things to do.
The man said, it doesn't matter. That's first mice. The second mice I told them is that the girl went out also a few weeks before the chasna. He wasn't careful about touching. He wasn't careful about negiah. You're not allowed to touch until after the chuppah. No such thing. Even though you're engaged, it's not allowed. So she went to the chasna. She told him to check out his Yerushalayim. The person who's lax in halacha means he's missing in Yerushalayim. Missing Yerushalayim. And midas tovus is kindness. You know, how empathetic you, how careful you, how understanding you is for other people. But Yerushalayim is also saying Shem Hashem. That's why I thought of it here. Yerushalayim is be careful when you say Shem Hashem. Do you know what you're saying? I had a very, very hard week. Because I tell you, every time I said Shem Hashem, I was concerned. It threw me. You see this passage now. You say Shem Hashem, you have to know what you're doing. You'll see in a minute, I'm going to show you an halacha as well. That's Yerushalayim, no, Shem Hashem. Ela kol ha-shemo she'enon mimchokim ha-miyuchodim l'shmoy ha-godobo. Be very careful of any name, even Melech, Mokoy, or Adnos, Elokim. Be very careful of these words. V'afilu b'chol loshon, in any loshon, even God, or something like that, you're saying, to be careful of Hashem's name. U'kidei la-halev alev, in order to encourage you and to give you a bit of inspiration, the Goda ha-zir was bozer, ha-tik ma'asel, chai odom b'izan ha-maisa, adon odom godom. God al Echad Andu, a very great person died. Roshamba Bebes Nishamala, and he heard evidently, he came back in a dream, must have told somebody, that when he went up to Shemaim, he heard from the Bebes Nishamala, Kol Vash Kodai, Panu Derech Letzadik, make way for this Tzadik Echad Shenifta, great Tzadik who died. The Kiblu Bekovet Godah, and they received him with tremendous honor. The Nosno no Sefer Torah Bizrael Ushailu, and they gave him the Sefer Torah to hold in Shemaim, and they asked him the question, Kiyamta Mashakosu Bazer? Did you keep what was written in the book? Yes, I kept everything which is said in the Sefer Torah. Yamta mitzvah shalah piravir. Did you keep the mitzvah piravir? Lo lahanoisa, not for your own benefit. El Hashem shalom to have children. Did you have children? Were you together with your wife and not have children? I did do that. You should say it. Omu mi meidacha. Is there anybody who can testify that you were honest in your dealings with your wife? Ubo ha-malachim shenibu me'emetzah. And all the malachim came, who created from the mitzvahs that she'osa ad ein mitzvah. Many, many malachim came. They do both. Zo'i meni v'esi, I was created from this mitzvah and all the mitzvahs which they went through. Acha kache biu lefol of Abba to him. They brought him the whole Shulchan Aruch. And they asked him, ki yamta toyo sheba'al peh? Did you keep all the toyo sheba'al peh? V'amahein. Mi meid, who can testify for you? Ubo malachim v'omra malachim ke'echa zesho. And then they said, each one said, Omlo Shalul, his heart, and he says, were you careful about Shem Shemaim Levatol? Were you careful when he said Shem Hashem? But Yitzhak, he kept quiet. He couldn't answer that. Chazal Rishon, they asked him again, were you careful when you said Shem Hashem? Ashtik, he kept quiet. He couldn't answer that question. He couldn't answer that question. The Chrizo Acha Edus, and they asked for testimony from him. Uvo Gedudim Malachim Lebushim Shechai Meidu. The Malachim came, were dressed in all in black. He came to testify about it. This one said, I was created on this day. When he said these things in Davin. We're just looking at the sheen. Below Kavana. And all the Malachim who are made, he said the Shem without Kavana. And this one said, in other words, all the Malachim were formed because he said Shem Hashem without Kavana. And everyone in Beis Din tore their clothing. The Gamani Konati, and I also tore my clothing. And they turned around and said, you drop. Why are we not scared to say Shem Hashem? And they asked him, which din do you want? To go to Gehinnom or Gil? Rabbi said, this is very, very frightening, this thing. But I had to read it out to you, because Rabbi said, this is what... It's a serious business saying Shem Hashem. I agree. I am not on this Madrega, but I'm in it to learn with you as well. Ubacha, he chose Gehinnom over having a Gilgul. Ad Kalashayna, that's a Loshon. Be'echlo Yosim Oden Eliba, how a person must be so careful, Lahazgir Shem, Be'echach Adiyah, Be'echach Adiyah, person must be say Shem Hashem, we say it with Kavon. Ayin B'choshim Mishpat, Tahan Mekalo Shem, Shekoin HaNochim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Leikah. When a person is Mekalo with Shem Hashem, they call Goyim to beat him up. Even in Loshon Choy, Mutar Mechoyka, you could rub it out in Loshon Choy. But even if it's in Laz, if you have to be careful with Hashem's name. If you say the same name of Hashem for no reason, Chayav Nidri. So even someone who listens is Chayav Nidri. In Hoytzib amazing, if you say the Shem Hashem without thinking. And if you're careful, and you mention a boch without thinking, immediately if you say Shem Hashem, and you didn't have it say like Kavana, immediately say Bol Shem Kavod Malchus Soyom. You say Shem Hashem, immediately have to say afterwards Bol Shem Kavod Malchus Soyom. Oyom Adonai Lamadu Shimcha B'Cholamay. O God Amul Amoy. The Imam Avocha to Hashem, and you didn't need to say Yisaim Lamdeinu Chukech. It's a posse. That's a posse. You must be careful with Shem Hashem. You must never add any bracha which is unnecessary. Some people used to say, on Rosh Hashanah, says the Chaya Odom, there's no such thing like that. You don't do such a thing. This is what he said. So you have to be tremendously careful with Shem Hashem. I want to read out to you what Rabbi saying. What Chaim Kanevsky writes in Shoina Halachas. It's Simon Hay in Shulchan Aruch. I want to read out to you the Halachas, the Kavanah. That's what we're just doing today. Look at these Halachas about saying Shem Hashem. Yechavein bebrachas perush hamilos. Be careful of what you're saying. Understand what you're saying. V'lo yizroit bracha mipiv elei boich benachas. Don't just throw the words out. Say the words carefully. You must have the intention to thank Hashem. He was so kind to you. And he commanded you to make a bracha for the pleasure. And don't just rattle out a bracha and say the words without thinking. Without thinking what you're doing. Tremendous anger, worship. You're saying the name without thinking what you're saying. Now, Kishiyazke Hashem, Yechavein Peirush Kriyosa. The Peirush is Adon Hakol. We don't say Yud and Hey and Bobin. We don't say that. We say Adnus. You don't say what's written on the Peirush. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you say the Shem Hashem, you must think of Adon Hakol. And then afterwards, Hoya Hoyve the Yehiyah. But the Gaon does not pass it like that. The Mishnah Berurah passes like the Vilna Gaon. Only by the first line of Shema, you think, Adon HaKol and Hayahoy Be'Yehiyah. But any other time you say it, Adoy HaKol. There's hundreds of times in Pesukim in Zimran, Tehillim, keep on saying Shem Hashem. You must think of Adoy HaKol when you say the word. Adoy HaKol.
Meaning what it means, it translates.
Adnus means
that Hashem is the master.
Is the master of the world. It helps tremendously in Kavanah in davening. Tremendous Kavanah in davening. You suddenly realize that you're davening. And you feel tremendous sipuk after you daven as well. And also the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei, you should also think of Adon HaKol and Hoya Hoya Viyin. So the two things together. But only in those two places. The rest of the time, they go on past them. It's enough to think just Adon HaKol. Adon HaKol is enough. But I would suggest, if you can, try never to daven Baal Peh. If you look inside, then it's tremendously helpful. Okay, the Manshin Rosh Yeshiva never ever said any bracha Baal Peh. He always looked inside, even the Shahakra. Every bracha he looked inside. The Shemus, you have to be careful of the Shemus what you say. I wrote down certain points which I think maybe might help. Come back to the point here as well. I remember reading that Reb Yosef Dinner, the Rav of Kedassia in Stanford, used to stand up for Yehi Chavoid in Pesukei Dezimra. Because there are, inside it there are 19 names of Hashem. It says Shem Hashem 19 times. He has tremendous Hashemis to it. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yomach. Be careful when you're saying it that way. You have to also know how to say it as well. You say it's Ah and then Do, it's Mat and Pater and Chola, Do, and then Noi. Some people say Ado and it's wrong. It's not Ado and then Noi, it's Ado, Ado. I once asked Rabbi Yonas and David, we put in the Yud, some people say Litvish should say Adoy. We put in the Yud. So that's how we say an O. Yechus, German people say O or Al. And that's really easier. Litvish is often put in the Yud when you say the Choylam, Oy. Adoin Oylam, Adoin, Adoin. How do you say it? You say Adon?
Adon.
You say Adon?
Yes.
I say Adoin Oylam.
I don't want to depend on like your accent.
Yes, that's what the owner said.
Maybe it is. Well, yeah, that's how it is.
How do you say it?
For Adon.
Adon, oh, that's very good. Adon is much better. But Lipish is saying.
Within the last is Noi? I don't know.
Not Nai. Nai is a master. Noi is Shem Hashem.
Yes.
Noi. But Uri Zohar was very careful, and he always used to say Noi, not Nai. Be very careful. It's not Nai.
Adonai is plural.
Ken, that's master, my master.
My masters. Adonai.
Shem Hashem should be also be careful with Noi. Ado, no. It's Patach, Cholam, and then Kamas. Noi at Nai. Also be careful of the emphasis. It's not Ado. You put the emphasis.
Adon.
Adon Noi. No, it's Noi.
In the end.
Some people dampen them, they say Bol, it's not Bol, it's Baruch. It's Milara, not Milael. You always put the emphasis at the end. Baruch, I thought. It's Noi.
It's not Baruch.
It's Baruch.
Baruch. Switch. Noi. Birkat Kohanim something.
Yes. But the emphasis should be at the end. Noi. Yes. We used to have a chavusa who's a Taimani. Bruce used to tell me, he said to me, you Ashkenazim have no way of saying Shem Hashem. They say Echol V. Dalad is a V. But we can't expend the Dalad. We can't say Echol D. Because there's no Shabbat underneath. It's Echol D. Echol D. Not Echol D. D is wrong because there's no Shabbat underneath. So he said, but we say echol. So you can extend it. When you say echol, you say lamal or mat in all directions. Echol.
They have a soft pronunciation for other letters as well.
I think so. He said, you just going to learn how to say the echol properly.
In London, we had some attainment who would blame a lot. And it's totally, totally different. They say after the Rabbi Slavnitz would say it's the closest we have to what was.
Really?
Really? It's the closest that we have to what was in the Midbar or. Mm-hmm.
I want to mention something. Don't become nervous wrecks because of it. You go to pieces. I used to dabble next to somebody. I remember in England. he was go over and over again, the shape, and it's terrible. Yeah. He can become a nervous wreck.
I remember seeing
Yitzchak Zilberstein, the particular Zilberstein, has a whole mime on people. You daven, you must daven the simcha, and not make yourself into a wreck. Yeah, behind
you get OCD from it.
Sorry?
Like OCD.
Yes.
It's very common amongst people who use therapies for eating shamash, molestry.
Yes, yes.
Shema.
Yeah. Say, be menachas. I think the great help would be if you say it slowly. If you daven slowly, then you can think about what you're saying.
Well, Rabbi, are we allowed to say the things like the Shema and Shema Nesse twice? Everything's Baratola if you start to do that, no?
The first line, if you don't have kavanah, you can repeat it. Not in Shemayne Esrei. In Shemayne Esrei, we mentioned already previously, up to the words Hashem, you can repeat it. But once you say Baruch Ata Hashem of Magen Avraham, you must carry on. It's too late. You've already gone too far. But if you reach the word Baruch Ata, you can go back to Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu with the Shem Eloheinu. Say it like that. But
I thought Dafka Shema Yisrael because it's
Shema Yisrael needs Kavana.
No, but also it signifies Echad.
Ken.
So that's why we usually only say, we don't repeat that line. Anywhere, like we say Hashem, Hashem, Melech, Hashem, Melech, we'd repeat it, you were allowed to repeat it. But Shema Yisrael, you would only say it once, the line Shema Yisrael.
No, if you don't have Kavanah, you have to repeat it. If you reach it Tzitzis and you didn't have Kavanah, you have to go back and start all over again. If you don't have Kavanah on the first line, you have to go back again and say the whole of Shema again.
Right.
And it has to be in that order. You can't just say the word Shema and finish off Shema. You have to start the whole thing again. First line is Likuvah. First line of Shema.
Sometimes you're so confused you don't even realize you didn't have Kavanah.
it's terrible. Some people can be terribly, it can throw you completely into Adonai.
Yeah.
But the Eitzah is to daven from the Siddur and also to say slowly as well. And also with a coil as well. Not to say it quietly, to say it with a coil helps tremendously with Kavanah. Here's the quote which I wrote down. There's an eighth which is written also, I think, of Eli Lapin, used to imagine the word in front of you. As you're saying the word, imagine the word in your mind. You know, yud and then hey, and then vod and then hey. Imagine the word. That helps as well to say that. But my boys, I'm telling you, it's very, very, I spent the whole week, every single time I said a bracha, it's hard work. But you get into it. You get into it. It's not that. It's like all things, when you begin something like this, it's very, the whole week I've been troubled by davening. Hashtay Yotza, Shehakol, Birchas HaMozan. How many brachas do you say? I felt I had to show this to you. Even it's not another Madrega, but we have to make an effort. We have to be careful. Chas v'sholom, the person will be over like, Sis Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. I'm not careful, it's saying the word. I was thinking this week when I was going to carefully. If you look at Adon Olam, where is Shem Hashem in Adon Olam?
At the end.
Where?
Hashem li lo ira.
Right at the very end. It's interesting. Of all the descriptions, hu hayav, hu hayver, hu yevesifara. Right, Hashem li lo ira. It's interesting. The name is only at the end. It's like you're saving it to the end. Of all the descriptions that you're saying, Hashem li lo ira. You'll notice Shem Hashem many more times after tonight. When you daven, you'll see. You keep on noting Shem Hashem. Always think Adon Hakol before you say it. It's also where Moshe Aaron Stern, I never used to say the Mashgiach HaKanitzos, before you finish a brach in Shemayne Esrei, stop before you're Messiahing. Because that is the most important of the brach.
Before
the word Baruch, stop. Stop because you're Messiahing the brach. Think of Shem Hashem, and then you'll say the brach. Have Kavanah in that way, I used to say that. Okay, let's carry on. I don't want to make you nervous. You must be relaxed. If you're not relaxed, you'll enjoy davening tremendously. You have tremendous when you daven properly, especially the first part of Moedim. You'll see the Shem Hashem. You'll stop. So, okay, let's go on. That's the end of the paragraph. Omnom, you with me? Omnom. Let's keep an eye on the timer by a second. Five. Omnom yodua. Ki hakavona bitzvila hu mehadvoim hakashim biyote. Very hard to have kavona in tvila. Ba'alzer omru bigamara arba tzrichim chizuk. Four things need chizuk, and one of them is tvila. Derech Eretz, I think, is also. What are the other things? What are the other four things, Eitan? Derech Eretz need chizuk. I think Limud Torah, I think, is also that. But one of them is Sheishchazei Barim Tomis B'chol Koicha. Be careful. V'omu She'iyun Tefila Hu Me'advayim She'inam Enom Nitzah Bohem. What does it mean? She'iyun Tefila Hu Me'advayim She'in Adom Nitzah Bohem. The person is not safe from it. You have to be careful with it. V'ivtichu Chazal She'hamarech B'tefila Se'in Tefila Se'chazel Se'in. If you take your time, I don't know what Rabbi said, taking your time. I would say just go slowly. If you go slowly, you have more chance of having kavanah. Look at the Keren Olam Haba. You say every morning, Iyam Tefillah, thinking about what you're davening. Ladati, Lanias Daiti, the most important thing is slow down. Slow down, and when you come to Shem Hashem, stop a minute. You'll see, you'll feel tremendous sipuk after davening. Person who's not careful, as much as you possibly can. You don't just babble the words or mattle the words off. And you do have a basic, a tremendous yad of the Shemayat, like every mitzvah. If you make an effort, you'll see that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you opportunity to think what you're saying. You'll see, I had tremendous yad of the Shemayat this week. I found as I stopped every time I said Shem Hashem, you suddenly realize what I'm saying. It helps tremendously in tefillah. You suddenly realize what you're saying. You think about what you're doing. It helps in Yirat Shamayim. It helps in Avas Hashem. It helps in Dveikus Torah. It helps tremendously. Once you're mechaben to Shem Hashem, you'll see things fit in much, much easier. And davening is much more of a pleasure as well. You're taking your time and you're saying the words carefully. Let's go on. It's important to daven with a tzibur, not to daven by yourself. To go 4 miles in front or behind you 1 mile. Make sure you daven with a minyan. Get up in the morning. He says as follows: person who's in a community and you don't do a shul, you daven at home. Interesting words. The person who doesn't go to shul is considered a bizoy. And why is he a bal gaiva? He explains. Why are you calling him a bizoy and bali gaiva? I would call a lazy person. But you don't go to shul. Why is he called a bal gaiva? There's no greater shame. You don't join in with the tzibur. You stay at home. As if you're separate from the community. They lie on their beds. You don't come to shul with the beisam. There's no greater disgrace. If you're so proud, who am I to stand with all the common people? It's a bal gaiva. I'm more important than them. They don't give me enough honor. I don't have the better seat in shul. They think their sleep is more important than the tzibur. That's why they're called bizuyim and bali gaiva. There's a meaning going on in shul, not to go to the meaning. It's very important. Even if you're learning, you must mevatel Torah, says Rav Chaim, in order to go to shul to daven with the tzibur. Even though you don't have the proper kavana, it's still mechuba. It doesn't mean to say you're potter from having kavana. But the tefillah is never pushed away. If you daven with the tzibur, Sluch HaRabim helps you tremendously. Never ever, when you daven with the tzibur, does the tefillah go back empty. If a person doesn't daven with the tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu examines every single act. Person davens after the tzibur. He checks every action to see exactly who he is. If you're davening with the tzibur, you can let everything go through the tzibur. If not, he checks you out. He means here like by Yisai Shemona Esri. Tefillah b'tzibur means starting Shemona Esri when the tzibur began.
So you could theoretically be late to shul, daven your Shemona Esri late, even though you're with the minyan, but that would be considered not tefillah b'tzibur.
The problem is you have to be selling all of the tefillah. There's a problem with the other spiritual. So in the zimba you can catch up.
Right. So it's actually comes to short, rather being short, and running late anyway, but I'm not with the big I say Shemona, I don't know my own time, but I'm not with the tzibur itself. The tzibur might be there, but I'm not in 20 minutes ahead.
He's talking about the tzibur.
So he's saying if you're not actually saying
starting Shemona
Esra with the tzibur, that's not
considered to the tzibur.
But it's Shemona Esra.
It's a yachid. You're not dabbling when they start Shemona Esra. But you have a problem in shackles. Minchah Maariv, you can get away with it. Maariv also has a problem with certain tefillah tefillah, but you can say it afterwards.
Well, what's more important? What's more chashuv?
Tefillah b'tzibur. You're not going to get another minchah, and it's more important to damage Shemona Esra than tefillah. Minchah you can get away with. Maariv also, but the ever you should really say Shema, but if not, you can say that the other spirit should not actually bring it afterwards.
Rabbi, why are you saying get away with it? Why?
You can daven after Shemona Esrei, Birchas Kriya Shema, and go out Akash Givenu afterwards. B'di Ebed. But it's better to be Soymer Gula Tefillah. The main Soymer Gula Tefillah is by Shachris. So you say Birchas Kriya Shema, you can't say Shemona Esrei without saying Goal Yisrael. And Goal Yisrael begins from after Yishtabach, really. The Bochus begin. So you need to have the Bochus there. Sukkot Zimu you can catch up with. If you're really late, you can say Baruch Sha'oma, Ashrei, Kohan Shoma, and Yishtaba. That's Bidi Ebed, but it's not Kedai. If you can, what I often do, if I daven with a minyan, which is going too fast, I arrive early and wait.
Yeah.
Wait for Shemona Esra.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So at least you daven Shemona Esra with the tzibur. Wait, when it comes to, this morning I had that, I didn't get to my minyan in time. So I got there early and I waited for the tzibur to daven Shemona Esra, and then you start with him there. I waited for Ezra. I waited for them there. And then Gradi saw you say together with them.
That's my mush there, but at that point.
Sorry?
When you just said now, that after Ezra's, when you get to...
You don't wait for Gradi Israel. No, because Gradi Israel has to be straight up with Shemona Esra. You can't say Gradi Israel and wait there.
No,
you have to wait.
Because it follows.
It's better to wait by Ezra's. Wait by Ezra's. And then say Goal Yisrael together with them, because you have to be so Megula Letzvila. Some people I've noticed, which I don't think it's correct, what they do is they say Goal Yisrael, then take 3 steps back and 3 steps forward. It's not Kedai to do that, because you have to say it immediately together. Mm-hmm. Get up at Tzui, take 3 steps back at Tzui Yisrael, Bochat Hashem Goal Yisrael immediately, rather than taking 3 steps back after Goal Yisrael. Mm-hmm. You with me?
Yes.
Tzui Yisrael 3 steps back, Bochat Hashem Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sposai straight away. Don't take 3 steps back after Goal Yisrael, because you have to be so made, it has to be next to each other, Goal Yisrael Shemona Esra.
When
you with me?
Yes, alright. Check it out.
You have to make sure that you start Goal Yisrael immediately going to Shemona Esra. Straight away from there. Okay, let's carry on.
Okay. I don't know what this way is. And it's a really fast thing. And you can expect it. So if you were going to answer it, you didn't know it. Is it better just to make sure you just skip the parts that I should skip?
You can't miss it as Krishna. You're not stuck.
I don't understand.
So what you should then do, if you don't have a choice, then what you do is wait down Chazaras Hashatz with the Chazan. That's what you can do. And that's called also Tzvila B'Tzibur. But then you have to say word for word with the Chazan. Until, Yeshomim until Moedin, Shem Zalman said until the Borekas and the Pasholah. Yeshomim until Moedin, but he said all the way through until Andorra. But you have to say it word for word. If the Chazan is going fast, you have a problem.
Well,
but that's B'di Ebed Tzvila B'Tzibur.
If you're stuck in that position. And who do you say Kedusha with?
You say Kedusha with the Tzibur.
With the Tzibur. With the Chazan.
No, you say Kedusha with the Tzibur. You answer with the Tzibur, but then you say Ledoy Vodoy Nagid God Lechol. You're saying exactly what the Shant is saying. But you answer Tzvila Tzibur, then you carry on with him all the way through. not easy if the chazan's going fast. Mm-hmm. But that's called b'di'eved tefillah b'tzibur. You can't start Shemone Esrei after the tzibur and then miss out kedusha. You have to answer kedusha first. And if you're coming in late and you, for example, mincha, you can't start Shemone Esrei, and by the time they reach kedusha, you're in the middle of Shemone Esrei. You should have waited to answer kedusha and remain to the tzibur, and then daven afterwards if you're so late. You with me? You have to answer kedusha first. Tefillah b'tzibur is either with the tzibur or with the chazan afterwards. Let's go on. Or should we just finish off the fake and then we'll go down to the mayo? Because it's a fast minion, yeah. Okay, let's carry on. Ba'omu, ha-mispalel acha ha-tzibu ma'isof nifrotim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks you out. What's the name? Ha-ma'acha mitzvele acha tzvilez ha-tzibu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boidek ba-ma'isof u-mi-mitzvadek. Ve-vi-yu ma'isof me-ha-gon ve-bzalman mi-ulash. Chomiv shalachacham tzvi. שהלך לבית הכנסת להתפלל, הוא פוגע באחד שרוצה למכור לאבונים טובים. He met a diamond merchant who wanted to make a very big deal with him. ומגוליוס, and he would make a tremendous amount of money. ולא רוצה ללך, he didn't want to go with him, and he lost the deal. ואומר לו שיובה אחר תפילה, and he'll meet him after davening, ומכור לו, and he said, but he sold it to somebody else, and he lost the whole deal. וביח was then someone else gained a tremendous amount. וכששומע זה הגאון, שמח בשמחה גדולה מאוד. He was overjoyed that he lost it. He sat down in tefillah b'tzibur. A beautiful ma'aser there. How important is it down with the tzibur? All tefillah is a different tzibur altogether when you do that. Okay. Should we carry on? Or is there time? We'll leave it here. We'll carry on here next week. We'll carry on with the time next week. I had to bring you this Chaya Odom, but it's a starker Chaya Odom.